Mayo. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I lift my prayer. Help me, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. I have need power of my. Make it louder than this. I have need, oh power of my. Are you sure? Oh yes, I have no wisdom of my own, Lord. I have no, I'm not you. I have no power of my own, Lord. Holy Spirit, we look at you, we look up to you. Help us. I have no power. Holy Spirit, move me now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Close your eyes, beloved. Look at anything in your life and it looks so impossible. It looks so big. It's like no one has tread that journey before. I want you to lift your two hands to God the way you have never shouted in your life and do like Jesus did when he was at the tomb of Lazarus. Somebody buried for 4 days. The Lord of Lords look up to the heavens. He said, Father, I thank you. People around will say, this is a madman. And the next thing the Lord Jesus did was to call for the man that was dead. You are going to look at that situation that you will have wished it didn't happen to you, but it happened. So, I cannot hear you at the back. Let everything in you shout, Father, thank you. Are you ready, beloved? Somebody is about to enter into something that it will be beyond your age. Are you ready, beloved? Let us, you know, your liver, your intestine, your blood, your water, everything you, the air, your head. Let them shout, Father, I thank you, 7 times. Let go. Father, I thank you. Lord, Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Oh, yes. I am grateful. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes. For you have done for me. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. Oh, Lord.
say you are sorry. Oh, feel all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who has redeemed from the hand of the enemies, and gather all together today, even to bless his name. Though we have wandered in the past, we have walked in solitary ways. We are hunger, we are tested. At times, it's like we are going to faint. But as we cry to the Lord here today, the Lord will deliver us from all our troubles. The Lord will deliver us from all our distresses. And anyone here in the circle of confusion who does not even know where to go again, you shall find the right way here today in Jesus' name. Oh, amen. We praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, for the children of man, for his satisfying the longing soul, and filling up the hungry soul with goodness, so to exist in darkness and in shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Thank you, Jesus. He brought us out of darkness, he brought us out of the shadow of death, and he brought a bang in thunder. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is good. For his wonderful words, he has broken the gates of death. He has cut the path of battle. His shoulder. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. That Jesus Christ is the Lord. One more time now. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess. That Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is. Hallelujah. Mighty battle, Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. If you are the owner of this vehicle, quickly go and repair. Toyota Green Avalon Green 1110 HDT. Please go and repair. Toyota Avalon Green. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Before you sit down, open your Bible quickly. Pick your Bibles. The psalmist says, I will enter his gate with what? Thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter his court with what? Praise. Hallelujah. That is a signal to us that there are protocols in the heavenlies. It takes praise to enter. Everybody here now, I can assure you that you are lifted in Jesus' name. Even if your amen is weakened than that, you are lifted in Jesus' name. Even if you don't feel like saying amen, tonight is your night in Jesus' name. Glory be to my God. Are you there? Psalm 107. We are going to do holy competition now. Amen. Between the daughters of God and the sons of God. I will know who love God most, and I know it's the men. Shout hallelujah. Tell neighbor, I thank God, my man. Shout hallelujah. Amen. We are going to give the women privilege to take the verse first. Amen. So we can double their own aggression as men at their back. Hallelujah, amen. Can I hear a man say amen? Women, shout out loud, amen. Glory to God. Are you ready? Holy competition is allowed in the kingdom. Amen. Tonight is the night of men and women. Are you ready? Women, can I hear you? First one. Men, let the name of the Lord say so. We have to redeem from the hand of the enemy. Three sisters. They wander in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Men. Away, the go to the city of habitation. Sisters, brothers, and the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebel against the words of God. In contempt, the counsel of the Most High. First, try everybody to show the goal. Therefore, they brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to hear. But look at first, everybody shout that now. Then the cry of the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their. Hallelujah. Let's add first 14. Let's go. He brought them out of darkness, and the shadow of death, and broke their bands. And the last verse is sitting there. Let's go. Oh, the man will praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful work to the children of men. Put down your Bible and close your eyes and sharpen your tongue. Something's about to happen to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says you are justified by the word of your mouth. As you have dropped your Bible, lift your right hand to the heaven. Make sure you lift your hand up now. And shout more than anybody around you, anything you hear from me now. Say it louder. Say, I am a king.
I am a king.
I am a king.
I reign in life through Jesus Christ.
I am a participant in the divine nature.
I have God's faith.
I have God's peace.
I have
I have God's love.
I have God's
patience.
I have God's strength.
I am favored.
God has a wonderful plan for me.
He plans to prosper me.
To give me hope and a future.
I am a
saying. Rather, bless me on my outfit. This month is my month of multiple prophets. This month is my month of multiple prophets. I will receive triple miracles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will increase in power. My body. Arise. Kill your brother. My mother. Arise. Kill your brother. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my brother. So right now, as I enter into this season of multiple attacks, as I partake into this program, I cancel every negative confession, every contrary word, every word that has spoken against my life, or that has spoken against my life, by the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now lay that on your head. That arm is never the same now. It has become the hand of the Almighty God. And every yoke upon this earth, they are broken in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever any limitation upon this earth, they are lifted by the blood of Jesus. Oh yes. Every form of bewitchment, be destroyed now. Yes. Yes. That's the power of the living God. Aha. I command every strange voice to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every incessant headache, relapsing headache, the Lord rebukes you. These are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All this hell, receive the crown of glory and mercy now. Receive the crown of favor now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout a turn around, hallelujah. Maybe you have to open your hands so you can learn. Only two people, you know, did that thing. Amen. And they are from the choir. This is a wonderful choir. Shout hallelujah. The first day of this program, they sang that God should rain. And it rained for almost 2 days here. Have you forgotten? No. I noticed. I don't know whether you noted it. I noted it. Are you ready? Shout a turn around. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And as you have shouted, believing like a baby, the Lord has taken you out of negative circumstances in the name of Jesus Christ. Enter into your testimony time. We pray in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Tell anybody that is round one. Sit down. God bless you. Hallelujah. Tonight is a very wonderful night that I've been waiting for. Amen. Beloved, I have danced in my room before I came, and I'm still ready to dance. Shout hallelujah. I don't know when you come to God's presence and you post. I don't do that. Amen. Tell anybody I don't post when I go to person. When I get to God, I don't post. I behave myself. Amen. Because there's nothing I can hide from Him. Amen. He's my maker. There was a king in the Bible dancing, blessing God. And one woman, after the man has finished, came home and said, a old king, that thing you did,
you king. Amen. Go and read the Bible. People have been saying that David caused that woman. David never opened his mouth. It was the anointing that fought the woman. And it was the only woman barren in the Bible. I pray the anointing of praise and prayer will be released upon you tonight. Yeah. Overcoming the impossible through praise and prayer. Somebody say that. I can't hear somebody saying it. Shout it with fire. Alright, open to Psalm 107 exactly. That's our text tonight. Psalm 107, where we read earlier on. It's a very powerful scripture from the Bible. Are you there? Glory to our King. This is another Psalm of King David. Oh, give thanks unto whom? Unto the Lord. What? For his good. What again? His mercy. Forever. Every other thing may fail, but the mercy of God is sure. Amen. I mean, you have heard people saying, you have exhausted my patience. I can't take it again. Not God. Tell your neighbor, not God. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of whom? The enemy. If God has redeemed, we shout, redeem me, hallelujah. Yeah. And he gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wander in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry, this one was describing the situation of the Israelites. But look at verse 6. Can we shout that verse 6 together? Let's go. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble and deliver them. Oh my God. Begin to watch how many times they cry in this psalm. That's the first one. Tell me what, that's number one. Their situation was, everything was in confusion. No helpers. That's what they mean by solitary. Even people they have assisted before, they were not ready to assist them. Maybe your situation is like that. But they did something. They cried. Somebody say, they cried. Unto whom? You know, at times, most of the time, we cry to people. That's why there's a problem. There's a woman who came to the church. Said, Pastor, I have been to this. I have been to this. I've been to that man of God. I've been to that man of God. I have not received Holy Ghost baptism. And the man of God said, you have been going to the wrong people. So the woman was thinking that, okay, he has come to the right man. He said, including myself, you have come to the right person, to the wrong person. God. I said, as I'm looking at you, if only you can focus yourself on Jesus Christ, in the next 5 minutes, you are going to receive the Holy Spirit and begin to speak. Before you know, the woman was already speaking in tongues. Tell your neighbor, shift your attention from men to God. You know why he paying you, that young lady? Sunday jilted me and said you want to kill yourself. It's because you have put your trust so much in Sunday. Sunday is human being. And if you kill yourself, Sunday will marry somebody else. Tell your neighbor, don't kill yourself. Oh. God bless somebody here tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. I have discovered in my little experience in ministry, very, very brief one, that there's nothing worth pretending for. Nothing. And you don't need to live to impress anybody under the heaven. It's a waste of time. Because he himself still need to please the Ancient of Days. Anyone that hears God, people will listen to him. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? And if you fear God, you don't need to be afraid of anybody. You don't need to be involved in eye service. Tell your neighbor, don't do eye service. That was what David will never do. People are there or not, he would dance like a village boy. Though he was in America.
Shout hallelujah.
I don't know what to have that David did not have. And what David left for his children, I pray God will make you to live such. Solomon never needed to do any warfare for 40 good years because of the kind of life that David has led. If at the time God made a covenant with David, he said, except there is no going to be sown again. That's a great level. I say, the rain will not come again and there will not be light and darkness. It is then I can forget you, David. He said, even if your children messes up, if they mess up, your children, if they mess up, when I remember this covenant, if they call upon me again, I will pardon their offense. Kai. God will help somebody tonight. Amen. The man understood God. No matter how terrible the situation, 3,000 people were pursuing this young man. Yeah, he was still composing hymns, composing songs, praising God to the extent that the flute that he was now using was greatly anointed and became instrument of deliverance. When Saul was running man and was sick, they have to call for David. And as he was blowing it, the woman will be okay temporarily. It's like injection. Today, that weapon in your own hand shall be anointed for good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's go for the verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way, and that they might go to a city of habitation. All the men would do what? Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. His wonders cannot be understood. They are too plenteous. They are too mysterious. There are so many of us. If we have died 5 years ago, we will have gone to a fire. But during those process, say, yes, don't worry. I know I'm taking you to. Amen. There are so many of us. If you have died 30 years ago, we will have gone to a fire. But here we are today. He has gathered us and is still preparing more glorious thing for you. Amen. Can I say somebody? Can somebody say amen? Amen. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with what? Goodness. Such as sit in darkness and the shadow of death, being bound in affliction, and because they rebel against the works of God and contemn the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, look at the reason why they are in problem. They rebel against God. Some of the times too, we rebel against God. Our parents rebel against God. But God did not leave out in that stage. He brought us out of darkness and from the shadow of death and break our bands in sunder. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We received a message like this in our house fellowship very long time ago. Then one man now ran to our leader. Our leader was a very elderly man, graded man. And the man now came to share with us his experience the following Sunday. That one of us came and I asked him, say, Pastor, why should I thank God? Say, you have faith you are bringing to the house fellowship. I don't have one. I could not pay the school fees of my children. All your children, they are in good school. Why will you not praise God? And it's sweet for your own mouth now. And the man of God said, true. At that level, it captured him. He said, I will see you later. Praise the name of the Lord. He went back to God. He said, God, I want to go to this man. Give me a word and a wisdom. And as he was going, God was talking to him. So you are going to behave like Jesus when you go there. Ask him and answer his question with questions. Amen. All the questions that the man threw to the man of God, the man threw the thing, asked you again, asked question again. Say, my brother, I just heard from God though. Amen. You are going to hear from God. When you hear from God, people will listen to you. Say, my brother,
You are talking about my children. They're in good schools. Say yes. But among your children, how many of them has gone to hospital on an emergency basis this year? I said, if I even for the past 5 years, they are like stone. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you talk about my car. Good. He said, your children have been taking buses. You have been going to offices, to whatever, with or whatever, joining buses and all sorts of things. Vehicle has not locked you down. You didn't break your leg. Who did that for you? And right there, that the man prostrated to go and say, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. The man said he left him on his belly there and go back to his house. If you think, you will thank God. The fact that you can even sit down like this. There's some people in the hospital cannot sit down. Somebody has to guide them. He said, I am 40 years old. As a lady, nobody even say I love me. That if I thought when I came to America, somebody would say I love me. If everybody was putting their face, they don't know I'm single. Thank God that you are not even carrying HIV. Because if you are carrying that, you'll be nursing and you'll be thinking of marriage. It's not a loving issue. On a more serious note, thank God you are even marriageable. Thank God you even have, you know what woman should have. I've encountered a woman who does not have a sexual organ. It is in the place of prayer like this that the Lord created or performed a creative miracle. And today is a mother of children. Praise the Lord. You know, when they born, they gave birth to her, it just came just like that. Nothing either male or female. The whole place was sealed up. But the great decision, within a single meeting like this, as we are worshiping God, blessing the name of God, the thing just went away. And maybe you are complaining of your system, and you have this, you have that. Thank God you are alive. I have been in a meeting, that was the first time I will see fibro tissue in my life. As we are just praying, somebody thought it was just ordinary going to the toilet, but by the time he came back, it's like he's giving back to a child. And when the thing came out, it's like, you know, like orange, but like meat. Messy and bloody. And when the medical doctor examined, they said it was fibro tissue. Without going to any theater, the great physician just took it off. Everything you have brought here today by faith, you shall not take it off in Jesus' name. You shall not take it off in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. When you read this scripture, this Psalm 108, it's very good. It summarizes the whole Bible. Everything that happened in Genesis, in Exodus, were repeated there. It led them in different dangerous places. Look at so many accidents you yourself, you have escaped. I don't know if you have escaped one. I remember year 1996. I was going for a program like that, 3-day program outside Lagos, and I took a bus. All of a sudden, we couldn't hear ourselves again. I have preached in the bus. In fact, there was a man very close to me who was asking questions, and the question was very funny. And after the question, I just dozed off and I slept because I've done a lot of vigils along the line. The man said, am I doing the right thing? He said their mother confessed witchcraft and they went to go and beat her up. I said, you don't do that, oh. Your mother is still your mother. Amen. Amen. Even if it is second in command to devil, still take care of her. Praise the name of the Lord. It's your mother. Amen. Amen. And the man said he was relieved. That, you know, it became so peaceful. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That was the first time you hear something like that. Everybody had been saying, go and use electricity, go and kill him. I said, if you kill him, that's the beginning of your problem. Because you have committed murder again. I said, don't do that too. And then we slept off. I slept off. Only for us to be... what I had was that the vehicle somatized and entered into a very big river. Blah, like that. And for about 5 minutes, everybody was quiet. But I was a peace in my heart that if it happens, I'm going to heaven. I'm telling you, I was so sure by the grace of God that time. And I'm sure that grace will keep up to the end in Jesus' name. But all of a sudden, something like a rock, like a river, like a stone, just lifted the thing up. Then somebody that was carrying canoe around the area came back and he was bringing us out one by one. Well, everybody in the car came out, nobody died. So the villager told us, you people must be very special. The vehicle that entered before you came is a pickup. It's like a pin. Nobody saw the trees. That is a regular thing for vehicle to enter this place and they die like that. But we came out because God wants me to speak to you tonight. It is well with you in Jesus' name. There's no way one would have escaped that. Praise the name of the Lord. Most people that are even surrounding me, they didn't know I was going for that very program. So there was no way they would have traced me inside the river. That same God that kept me is for a purpose, and that purpose shall be fulfilled your life too in Jesus' name. I mean, you can tell your stories too. Why don't you look back and tell God, I thank you. Stop saying if not because my mother no has a step mothers, if not because I was born into polygamous home, my life will not be like, you have been born there, you can't erase it. If not because I married this man, but you are telling him at the truth. If I cancel you tonight after this message, go home. Go and write all the if in your life. Anything if, you have no ability to reverse it again. Oh, how I wish I was born tall and light in complexion, because women like light and tall in complexion. I am dark and short. Glory to God. Amen. The light the world God has given to you. Oh, how I wish I can sing like my choir brother. I can't sing like that. Thank God for Jesus. So, after you have written all the if, now, you are going to celebrate in your room. Amen. Or maybe in the kitchen. Pour kerosene, if you have kerosene here, or petrol, and burn the thing. Shout out to me. And stop thinking about it so that it will not disturb your future. Somebody say louder, amen. Don't allow the devil to remind you of your past. If not for the abortion I committed 15 years ago. Maybe that's why I am not married now. Who told you? Go and read the book of Psalm 103. He said, as far as the heaven is from the ground, I have taken my eyes away from your iniquity. So why? So anytime the devil come and remind you your past, remind him his future. That is good. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's the truth now. Jesus said, I saw Satan falling like a lightning. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Overcoming impossibles or impossibility by what? Praise and prayer. And it takes the art to praise. It's not a matter of noise making now. When you see a man that his heart is full of praise, when he praises, it doesn't matter whether you are making jest of his step of dance. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter muko is coming from his nose. It doesn't matter whether the egg has fallen somewhere. What matters most is that it's connected to the frequency of Holy Spirit. And somebody is being connected now. Yeah. If you're not going to shout a loud hallelujah. Yeah. You know, the wonder of praise and prayer, and the mystery of it, cannot be not yet be understood by the modern man. Because as well as your environment here, I've seen women that could tell you, they don't need men to get pregnant. Because medical people are there to do anything. To do magic and all sort of things. Amen. Ordinary headache. Before you know it, they can call ambulance for you. So, most of you, your attention is on the government instead of the King of Kings. So it's like, okay. And unfortunately, you don't know you belong to a kingdom. And the king is more interested in your life than President Bush. But President Bush is not interested in how you settle your bill, pastor. But the king is interested in the bill of pastor. Because he's representing Jesus there. And you're also representing Jesus there. It doesn't want you to be put to shame.
But there's nothing that concerns the president of America, president of my country, president of any nation about that. Because you belong to their whatever.
Shout hallelujah.
I pray God will give you this realization tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing praise and prayer cannot do. I have not seen any situation that cannot be handled by the Almighty God. Before I go to four examples in the Bible and I land up very quickly, let me give you an example that happened in Nigeria, in Lagos, long time ago. A criminal who became a born-again child of God and was attending a kind of a church where the truth is preached without any compromise. There was a time they were treating restitution in the church there. Now, for you to make heaven, no, if you are stolen from organization, you need to go and do this one. No. If you have mistreated any woman, no, you need to go and tell her. Oh. If you have cheated your wife, oh, go and tell her that you messed up 3 days ago or 3 years ago. When the man heard that, his own case was complicated. It looked so impossible. He was a criminal, a notorious one who has killed so many policemen. So it was even somebody they were hunting for. His post photograph was all over nations, I mean stations. You see him, let, if I, that's an instruction, if you see him, you can shoot him aside. Because he has killed so many people. This is a man, when you take him and you and he hide him inside their cell, in over the night, he has disappeared because of occultic and diabolical power he possessed. You shoot at him, the gun will not work. So even the policemen are afraid of him. Then he came to the pastor after a meeting like this. He said, "Pastor, the thing is sweet for your mouth oh, on the pulpit. This one, oh, and you have been saying with God, nothing shall be impossible. Because the real thing that day is with God, nothing shall be impossible. And the book of Luke 1:37 was the real word." He now quoted at the man of God. "With God, nothing shall be impossible. You know me, and you are the one mentoring me. Is my case part of this one?" And the man of God said, "Yes." Tell your neighbor, "Yes." Say, "Your case is inclusive." He said, "Tell me how to go about it." And the man of God said, "Do like this. Pray, fast, do, and go and report it to the police." "Report." "Say, you are going to follow me." He said, "No. The ancient of day will follow you. The king of kings will follow you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ." And he went there. As he entered the counter, you know, they call the counter in our area. All the policemen drop, say, "Ah, we are finished today." He said, "No, don't run. Shout hallelujah." And it was a very tattered Bible like my own. Because he has read the Bible through several times. See, as a symbol that there is no gun in his hand, "I surrender. I came to report myself." Before you know, somebody has come from the back and cop him. Shout hallelujah. And cop his leg because it's a danger to them. It was a threat to them. And they put him inside the whatever cell. It was a weekend. On Monday, they have organized a kind of a kangaroo court just to get rid of him. You know, as quick as possible. And that day, it was a woman judge. And women can be tough. God will bless our mothers. In an attempt to say they can do better than men, they overdo things at times. God will bless. Tell your neighbor, "God will bless the woman." In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know whether you have fell into the hand of a police woman. They can be wonderful. Shout hallelujah. Amen. So when the man saw women judge, he said, "Okay, God, pastor say I should go." Amen. Praise the Lord. That day, it was a great day in the life of this man. The judge was a woman. Look at the first file. Case number one, case number two, case number three. When it was the case of this man, the first question was, who reported this man to the police? And the policeman that was prosecuting him and the lawyer, say, the government lawyer, he reported himself. Bring a statement. They read it. "I was this, I was this, I was this, I was this, I'm now born again. I regret everything. I didn't know. I regret everything I did. I regret it. And I had a message from God, from my pastor, that if I don't come and report myself like this, no matter whatever any forgiveness I have in my heart, I will still not see God. And I want to see God at the end of my life. I want to go to heaven. The judge, I don't think he's a Christian. But there's nobody God cannot undo. He has the heart of the king in his heart. He directed them like wind as he wishes. It is well with somebody here. All of a sudden, I believe it was God that I said, woman, he couldn't look up again. He was looking. And he's the Alpha and Omega that day. If there's any lawyer here, the judge is in charge. Even when the thing is subjective, at least the worst you can do is to appeal to another court. But for that moment, the person will be removed and will be released. And the woman just look up. Ladies and gentlemen, we need more of this man or this man in this country. You say he was the one that came to report himself, and he said it's now reform or reborn. He didn't even know they call it born again. Shout hallelujah. He said, cut, dismissed. Amen. When this man had this, he fainted. That's the truth. Is this how God works? Ask your neighbor, you are going to experience God. Just make sure you are connected. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's no way you can see the wonder of this microphone or this public address system if it's not connected to the electricity. You will not know the wonder that is in you if you are not connected to your maker. And the best way you can be connected to your maker is through the word of the living God. You can't be connected to the word and not be a praise warrior. You'll be ignited to praise God, to pray, and to study, and to love people. And it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go and look at some examples in the Bible, then we'll round up now. Second Chronicles chapter 20. Read the entire chapter when you get home, 1 to 30. I'll just tell you what happened there because of time now. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. This was a story of what happened to King Jehoshaphat in his days, when three continents came against this man, against his small territory. And when I studied this one personally, I share with in so many places, the way I see the vision is like the whole America continent, then the whole Europe, and the Arab nation wrote to Ghana or Nigeria and said they want to fight us. Before the battle starts, we are finished. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Because most of the bomb and whatever equipment we are using, we import them from here. And you know, these people, they can be wonderful. They can't give you the correct one. Yes, now, because they know you are stubborn, you can come attack them one day. Shout hallelujah. If they give you level 1, they are going to have level 100 in their hand. So, but you say, kai, they say, kai, 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 kai. You run away. Shout hallelujah. Somebody shout it loud, hallelujah. That was the case of this man. Amen. So the Bible says in verse 6, the Bible says he feared. Fear came. And if you are ever from the, you grew up in the palace, or you know that I am from royal family like myself, you know that one of the things that the king does not do is fear. Fear does not come to king. Why? Because if there's any riot, the bodyguard will not even allow you to come, number one. Two, in the realm of the spirit, a king himself is a principality. Because all the other things, they are subject, he has entered to some things that are beyond him. So they are not ordinary. Praise the name of the Lord. So for him to be afraid, that means there is fear there. Shout hallelujah. But the fear made him to do something good. I pray the fear of God will enter your heart. You know, gather everybody together like our pastor gathered us today by the grace of God today, because nobody can gather anybody but by Jesus Christ. So as we gathered, everybody was jittery. What do we do? And the Spirit of God came upon somebody there. He said, talk to the Lord. You don't need to panic about this situation. America, the whole Europe, Arabian nation, I will take care of them for you. All you need to do,
is to organize the singer. Let them be in the front. The instrumentalist, everybody, let them dance as if they are mad. Let them praise God with their own might. Beloved, the Bible said they did. Amen. The following morning, they could not even go there straight. They went to the tower. A tower is a kind of, you know, a pillar they built to watch other nations. They look at, by the time they looked, all the enemies were dead. And for 3 days, the Israelites were carrying their fridge. They were carrying their other thing, their war clock. They were carrying everything that belonged to the Americans. Shout hallelujah. Can we shout a louder hallelujah? You don't understand what I'm saying? There's no way a country of Ghana can face this nation. But with God on their side, they can do anything. The nation Israel is very, very tiny. But you could see how God has been protecting them even till now. If not for the coming of God upon their life, they will have been finished. And beloved, the nations who are wise, like America, like Britain, they don't joke with the Israelites. They have their colony there. I don't know whether they have it, but I'm sure it's likely they have it. And they will give them some place free of charge. That's free. Because they know the covenant upon their life. Britain in particular, they are too wise. I don't understand them. They don't produce a single gold. The price of the gold in the whole world is determined from the United Kingdom. It's a mystery. And when I begin to trace it to history, I swear that there is some hand of God in it. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Because that ark of the Lord, the one they could say they saw, is in their museum today. They bought it from a country with millions of pounds in those days. And the nation thought that they made money. Shout hallelujah. They must have spent it now. But Britain is still keeping it in their city. Obedon kept it some times ago. You know what happened to him? Up till now, even the whole Europe, they said they want to change their money. UK said no, I'm not changing it. And nobody can say no. They are dictator to so many. Some of the African government, it is the one they want to stay that will stay. They control it from there. You are hearing ministry today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But that is how the people of Israel overcame. By what? Dancing, praising, thanking God, and prayer. There's another example of two young men in the city of Jerusalem, Acts of Apostles chapter 16. I'm sure you can remember those ones very well. You know what happened to them? They were arrested, put in a dungeon. But as they were praising and praying, the prison broke. The door opened by force, by fire. Amen. To the same that the jailer said, we are going to kill ourselves. But Paul said, don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. We are not running away. Amen. So when they sent to the authorities, these people are mysterious. Amen. We heard them singing loud. Tell them, we heard them singing loud. Ask him, why do we not sing loud today? They heard them. And heaven heard them. Praise the name of the Lord. So the king and me, whoever the authorities said, let them go. And Paul said, Paul is a terrible man. Shout hallelujah. Very strategic man. He said, tell him we are not leaving. He disgraces us openly. He should come and honor God in our lives now. God will give you mouth in the presence of your enemies. There's another text in the Bible so that you will not say this thing is cooked up somewhere. If you can practice it, it will affect every area of your life. I gather our pastors together in our region by the grace of God. We started with about 14 branches in the month of April last year. I said, what we are going to use in this region is praise warfare. Amen. Praise what? The pastor could be there, you know, the whole Friday, praising God. And it's not the kind of American side we do. We are going to sweat like a baby. Praise the name of the Lord. By the time you get up, in fact, your wife will know that you go for a vigil. Shout hallelujah. And they were seeing the result. As at last month, we have 50 branches in that very region within a year. The power of praise and prayer can go to anywhere. And beloved, it has turned, you know, around the situation and the ministry of those men of God. Because they are not seeing things the way we should do. Most of the time, we are not balanced. We need to be balanced. You wake up in the morning. That thing, I can't switch. You dare to me. That Amen. Not even Father, I thank you for preserving me. You friend come to visit my pastor, and the wife gave you what do we eat here? Rice. He put rice on the floor, and the woman went to Christ to go and bring some other thing. Say, every demon in this food, I bind you. No. You can't even receive with thanksgiving first. Amen. From the Lord that gave it to you. I'm blessed, the woman, that the Lord. To cook is not easy, you know. Maybe you cook here. Amen. You see demon in everything. No. You need to understand this ministry is a complete ministry. My father in the Lord is a musician. The wife is a musician. In fact, he is the biggest choir master in the world, as I know now. Pastor could testify, and some of all that came from God will tell you. Sunday morning, he will teach us 3 new songs from the hymn book. And your play will be shaking. Then sing my soul. Most of the song I knew now is through him. Most great men of God, you know, they don't join with music, with prayer, with music, with singing. Holy Spirit is a lover of music. Pray the name of the Lord. May the Lord turn all of us to singer in Jesus' name. He said, I dwell, I inhabit the praise of my people, not their complaints. Tell nobody you are too serious for me. God bless you in Jesus' name. And do another thing, as you give your time to praise and prayer, you will begin to hate sin. I'm telling you, because you will love to stay more in God's presence. And more of you will be going. More of your weaknesses will be going. More of struggle will be coming upon your life. There was a case in the book of Esther. You can remember those. They were terrified. They were oppressed in that city. The land of Shushan. And man, that was a man that even hated the Jews so much. His name was Emma. But Mordecai organized a meeting like this. 3 nights. 3 days. No food, no water. They praised and they prayed. And the Lord turned the table. It was so dramatic. And God is a specialist in doing that. When you think everything is wrong, at the level of time, we get wrong. Amen. Everything was going with Haman because he was very close to the government. Everything he says, it will be done. They have made decree. Mordecai should be killed. The Israelites should be punished more. Some of them should be deported. That was the situation there. But as they praise, things change in the realm of the spirit. All of a sudden, the death that was meant for Mordecai, a man carried it. He died in the dog and in whatever he dug. The gallows he prepared for Mordecai. And not that alone, it led to multiple harvests. Chapter 8, verse 7 says, everything that Haman had was given to Mordecai and Esther. That's his recovery. He had been forgotten for what he did. Maybe in your place of war, every effort you put there, you are not recognized. Probably because you are not a citizen, because you don't carry a white color. But they don't know that it's the same color, the same blood is us. I want you to begin to see yourself here, not just to make money. You are here to make impact. You are here to change history in the name of Jesus Christ. But this is the weapon. Don't ever leave your house without praising God and praying. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Don't allow the system to choke you. Pee, 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 pee. You are there. You are there. You are there. Father, I thank you. You understand, though. He doesn't understand, though. Amen. Tell me that it's not like that, though. God bless somebody here. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. They shall be strong. And they shall do that for the opposite is they that don't know their God, they shall be weak. And they shall remain struggling. I refuse to struggle to shine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. And the last one was John chapter 11. The case of Lazarus. I can't forget that case. A forgotten case. I don't know whether your case can be like that. You can't come near that one. Somebody was already dead. Even when he was sick, they called the Ancient of Days. He didn't go. And the Bible recorded that it was the family he loved. The Bible said it was the man he loved. That means he used to go there regularly. I need you to read the Bible very well. After the resurrection of that man, Jesus still came there to eat. But he chose not to go that time. Do you know why he did not? Most of the miracles Jesus have performed, people who are reading into it, he said it was coincidence. This was coincidence. This time I will allow this man to die very well. Died. Ever dead was written there. Shout hallelujah. And he was trying to connect heaven. But sticky. I'm sure it must have busted. 4 days. And when he got there, you know, I don't want to, because of time now. Martha and Mary, they are two different people. I wish you become Martha in this city. Yeah. Eh? You become Mary rather. Not Martha. Become Martha. Martha, if I, Martha was a matter that need to be considered. Two things like that. Jesus came there. He was complaining to the kitchen. He said, "This Mary, I don't know. He didn't even think of what you are going to eat. I'm preparing salad, everything for you." He just said, "The one that is no most important, that's what Mary is doing. I pity you, Martha." Amen. And when Jesus came for the issue of my, what do you call it? Lazarus. It was Martha that came at first. What have you come to do? You have come. If you have come, my brother who have died. Jesus, that's why I say, I told the leaders, don't react. Jesus did not react. If you are the person, you will have reacted. Jesus said, your brother will live. Only believe. If you believe, you are seeing the glory of God. You are going to see the glory of God. At that level, he said, "Hey, your friend has come home." That one was at the upper room. Shout hallelujah. That one came. If you look at that scripture very well, the first thing did was she kneeled down and worshiped Jesus. Martha never did that. I don't know what I'm saying. Then the discussion continued. That is the person Jesus can relate with very well. A worshiper. Not, "Oh God, you are looking at me like this. You are the one that asked me to go to America now." I said, "I want to spend 5 years so that I can go back to my family. They don't give them visa. I'm the only one here. And in fact, God, I don't understand." Shout hallelujah. Tell people, don't do that again. You are not telling God, you say, "This is 18 years now. I can't show anything for it." Who told you cannot show anything for you? You can still show your face. Shout hallelujah. You are with your senses. Some people have run mad. Some people are depressed. Some people are in a psychiatric hospital. Somebody say, "I thank God for my life." Didn't they mean? I thank God for my life and my own face. Bible said they that compare themselves with themselves, they are fool. They are not wise. Your friend said, "I sent to Kato. How did he get it? Let him send us to Lagos or to impossible. That is his own property. You are not serious, no. Many people have had problems because of comparing themselves with people." Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe you came from Ghana or Cameroon or from Nigeria, and you know in your culture, when your husband say, "Don't talk," you keep quiet. But you heard here, If you call policeman, that man is finished. I'm going to finish you. You are finishing yourself. You are comparing yourself with somebody with a culture that is dying, that is never the original. That the two Americans crying against and praying against. And after they have lured you, you divorce the man. Then after 1 week, you now see the importance of the one to even sleep with you on the bed. Without even touching, you say, the old house now, this man is not here. You don't appreciate what you don't lose at times. Celebrate your wife. Celebrate your husband. That will not be the devilish devil or the most devilish person on earth. It cannot be the worst. Your wife cannot be the worst woman. My Geo says, there is no good marriage anywhere. There are people who want to make their marriage good. Make your home good. Learn to say thank you to her. Learn to say thank you to him. Appreciate him. Appreciate her. Let the appreciation start from there. And you appreciate God together. And you see, God will meet those situations to his glory in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a loud amen. And when God now, just Jesus go to the bottom of Nazareth, he said, Father, I thank you. People there say, this man is mad again. And the next thing was a prophetic answer. Nazareth! Read the Bible, he didn't repeat it twice. Once. Because the writing has been done earlier on. Amen. Bible says, he that was dead rose up. Came out. Bound. He said, lose him. Anything that has bound you, as you lift your hands to praise God today, they are loosed by Jesus' name. But do you know my counsel for you? Don't allow it to stop here. Don't let it be an excitement. Pray for grace that prayer and praise will become part of your life. I become your living, your lifestyle. In fact, there is no intercessor, no prayer warrior, no person that really tread the place of prayer in the Bible who was not a deep worshiper. Even in the midst of serious trouble, Nehemiah was one of them. What they had, Nehemiah was in America that time, and he was from Ghana. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, maybe from Nigeria. Shout hallelujah. And he used to hear that Nepa is still not working there now. There was no water. The road are bad. It was sad. And they are killing themselves. Even at the house of rape now, as they are fighting, somebody fell down and died. The man became so sad. Let me say his countenance became so sad. That when he was serving the king, in fact, the king noticed, he said, why is your countenance so sad? He said, why will it not be? No, Nepa, everything. Even if I want to go back now, see, is that confusion I'm going to? Life for people has no meaning to our leaders. That was the complaint. But when he wanted to present the case to God, go and check out. He said, oh God, you are the creator of heaven and earth. With you, everything is. He started blessing God before he now presented the case. Amen. And began, no, he doesn't begin to abuse God. God, what are you looking at? He said, I have sinned. My father's house, we have sinned against you. Forgive us. And he blessed God. And he presented his case. And as he went to the king, favor has gone ahead. The king, the president of America, gave him everything he needed to go and rebuild Nigeria or Ghana, wherever you came from. That's why you are here. You are to rebuild your local government. You are to rebuild the school you attended. Some of the schools have become so fresh. You are not created to ride 7 cars and have 5-10 houses and everything is a shampoo. You are to raise men and God will use you in Jesus' name. Don't tell anybody, do you like what this man is saying? Tell him you don't need to like it. You need to follow it. It's the word of God. Finally, God bless you. Who are the people that can operate in this realm, who are qualified to do this praise and worship? Number one, those who call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, whoever that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you read it, where we read earlier on, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord
the praise of God is abomination to the sinners. Hello? You can't be living a sinful life and want to give a quality praise to God. It will not be acceptable. If you are not married here, nobody is permitted to see your nakedness. If you want to give praise to God. If you are married here, you should never, you know, do anything outside your marriage. That is what the Bible is saying. Cheating should be far away from you. When you read the book of Psalm 1, it said, blessed is the man that standeth not, that sitteth not in the place of the counsel. Of the wicked. You know, it doesn't take counsel from those people. Who do you take your counsel from? Who do you take your advice from? God bless you in Jesus' name. Number two, are those who fear the Lord. Do you have the fear of God in you? I was overhearing something in the morning in a conversation. People were talking and the man was trying to dupe another man. And they were Christians. The man had said, don't you fear God? He said, don't use God to intimidate me. Ma for long deruba me. Shout hallelujah. Don't use God to do what? To intimidate me. Ah, the man now said, he just caught his phone and come and said, Pastor, he said, I don't know that man has gone far like that. That even God does not matter to him again. Tell your neighbor, don't go too far. Fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of what? Wisdom and prosperity. Praise the Lord. We should praise God who will pray and the prayer will, you know, overcome their impossibilities. There are people who have clean hands, who have pure heart. Praise the Lord. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Avoid evil comparison. I've said that. If you want to praise God, because there are so many things, evil comparison will not, I know, that will come bring to your heart that will not allow you to praise God effectively. Say, that is my colleague. We came out from school the same time. He has done that. Praise the name of the Lord. Consecrate on your life. Concentrate your life and see what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Go and burn your past and believe God. Shall we rise on our feet? We have only one prayer point. How many prayer points? But we are going to sing three songs. If you see the design of our 70 days prayer, it was so designed that we can praise God more than prayer. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Are you ready to praise God? Say, don't be annoyed if I leave your side. If you are not praising very well. Let's go. Singing just three songs in militant way. Are you ready now? I'm praising for everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. I will praising for everlasting, everlasting. Oh, I'm praising. Oh, sing. I'm praising for everlasting. Everlasting to ever. I will praise him. Everlasting, everlasting. Oh, I will praise him. Everlasting to ever. Everlasting, everlasting to ever. Shout everlasting to ever. Amen. If either you are Igbo, you are Hebrew, you are American, everybody can sing this one, what to sing. Maybe because of my whatever, that's why you cannot sing the one, but singing very well. This one you just say, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Can I hear you say Hallelujah, Hosanna? Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh yes, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, 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 oh,
Thank you, Father. This third one, we don't need the cooperation of the instrumentalist. You are going to be the guitarist yourself, the trumpeter yourself, the clapper, the dancer, and the jumper. Make sure you do the best, because the prayer you are going to pray is prophetic and is conditional. You are going to tell the Lord, say, Father, as I have praised you today, as I have, so you better invest now. If you don't invest, if you don't have anything in the bank, you can't go there. Say, as I have praised you today, that's the prayer I want to pray. Then I will tell you what you are going to ask the Lord to do in line with that. Are you ready to dance and praise God now? Like David? You don't know, you don't want to mind whether your wife is watching you. You don't want to mind whether your parents are watching you too. Are you ready? Yes. I can't hear the readiness. Are you ready, Father? God bless you. Let the Lord hear you. Make it louder than this. Make it louder than this. Thank you, Jesus. Let people be good people of men. Oh, Jesus. It is coming for the rapture to bless you. It is coming for the rapture to bless you. It is coming for the rapture to bless you. Shimbaba, Jesu, Shimbaba. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Ask your, open your eyes, ask your neighbor. Say, I don't know what to tell you again. To make you praise God. See, if you do like that around me, I will run away from you. I'm telling you the truth. You know, supposing there is a python here now, how will you scream? But the Ancient of Days is here, the King of Kings. Just because you cannot see him. Supposing Jesus can appear physically now, how will you praise him? Tell your neighbor, God will forgive you. A missionary lost his only son. Died. They were already digging the grave. He went farming. He came back. He said, where is my son? Where is my wife? They didn't want to tell him. And they showed him his own son. He lifted the hand. The thing dropped. Lifted the leg. They dropped. He heard God speaking. He said, don't cry. Just praise me. 30 minutes he was singing. They thought he was mad. When it was around 45 minutes, the boy that was there sneezed and came to life. Listen, that was not the testimony. This was a man, every time he has been there for about 3 years. Member of his congregation was himself, that son, and the wife. Nobody joined the church. But when that boy went from the dead, he said, this man got power. Oh. Everybody in the village became the member of that church. You are going through it for God to be celebrated in your life. When you are going to go down, think of a song, a very wonderful song. Think of it. When I say explode, make sure you shout it louder. Let's go! Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! 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 Going to sing this last one in one voice and we'll pray our last prayer point. I think I will need the instrumentalist now. Thank you, Father. That is if you are part of us, you are going to clap it, you are going to sing it, you are going to jump it. I am serving the God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. I am serving the God of miracle. Master is in our midst according to his word. Lift your two hands to God. Everybody now. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Oh yes. In the order of our Lord Jesus Christ, I decree upon everybody in this gathering tonight, divine favor. Divine creativity. Yes. Divine contacts. Yes. Divine connections. Yes. Divine multiple breakthroughs. Yes. Let the impossible become possible now. Yes. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. Every closed womb be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Every closed door of blessing open. As he not spoken, it will come to pass. Father, according to your word, usher these people into their season of multiple affairs now. Every single sister due to marry, desire to get married, receive your natural partner in the name of Jesus Christ. Every single brother due to marry, receive your master partner by fire. And anyone looking for one perfection in the area of his or her documentation, let the Lord visit you this month. Before the end of this year, God will visit you in that area. Here this well with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall raise your own. All the students here, you shall excel. You shall excel. You shall be better than your colleagues. In the name of Daniel, in the name of Jesus Christ, every name here in a waiting list for one good thing or the other, I command your name to jump from that list to a good list. A list of names just appears as we are praying their prayer. And as people were looking at it, they were jumping off. Thank you for divine promotions. Many status have been changed here tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Lift your two hands and say, any power waiting to attack me in my car, on my way, in my house, in my place of work, or for my village, because of my